of her. And then I got two big white bowls on each side, and a lamp on one side, and the other side of the clock. My son, Father Martin, gave him that, and I've been having for years. He keeps up time all the time. Then he got two of them kind of baskets come down, but it used to be lights. He used to light them up, and got flowers hanging down on each side of them. We got them up there. They've been up there for a while too now.
You know, the thing in the fireplace that you set the wood on, you call those the
fireplace logs. Logs.
For,
used to call them a log wood. And you'd be able to call them a log. You used to put in that end.
What would you set it on? You know, there was
set them on a. Let's see, they used to have a mine, things like. On each side, they set it in there. I can't think of the name now. You used to have two on each side, and that's where you'd have the front. I can't think the name now.
Did you ever hear dog irons or fire dogs or andirons?
No. I might have, but I don't know what's that.
And, you know, you could take a big piece of wood and set that way to the back of the fireplace.
Log, that big log, and put it in the back of the fireplace, and it burned. It burned all night. And we used to take kerosene, and sometimes we used to light it, but you'd pour the kerosene on it and light it, too.
Did you ever hear that called a back log or a back
backyard?
Back log or a back
back log. You used to say the back log. You used to call that, too.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Smut.
And
soot. Soot black or smut like soot, I think it is. And it used to be black,
What about the stuff that you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you'd have in a room. This thing, what I'm sitting in, is
a chair-like. We used to have rocking chairs. The rocking chairs used to have it in old days, too.
What about something that, it's longer, that three or four people could sit on?
Something like a bench.
Or what would they have nowadays?
Something like a bench. It's not a bench.
Well, what did your son have in his living room?
His living room. Oh, settees. A big settee. We got a big settee. And then one of them big chairs, you can wear back in and go round and round with you. Now, you know, I had them things, four pieces made. You know how much it cost me? $300.
Gosh.
They had them made over. And now you wouldn't believe it. I had them made over. Where they going now? Don't wear out. They ain't taking care of like the grandson. I had to put bowls underneath the whole pillars up. Now I said, well, I can't go through that no more. What I paid out that much money, $300. The place there, right over there on Railroad Street. I think I had it done. They made it over for me.
Do you ever hear any other name for settees?
Let's see. Lord, I can't say it now. What is it?
What about sofa?
Sofa.
That's
used to call them sofa, too.
Is that the same thing?
That's like a sofa. And it's a bed comes out. You pull it out, and it's got a mattress on it, one of them. And the other one we got on the front porch, we sit out there on it. Then I got a chair with my Father Martin gave my son, and it's got a pillar in the bottom of it, and we sit in that too, and it rides back.
What different things do you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Well, I have a chiffon in there. I have a chest of drawers. I have my other things, underclothes and things in there. And I have the door for all my clothes on it, because I ain't got enough room, because they wouldn't let me make my house bigger. See, I didn't have the money like it.